The following is tape number 11 on the Nectar of Devotion series, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded between October 20th and November 14th, 1972, in Vrindavan, India.
Similarly, there are different processes for getting out of the reaction of sinful activities, but you take it. But if you again commit the sinful activities, then what is the use of such penance or prayaschitta? Hastishna, the example is given as Hastishna. Take for example, it is said, by chanting Hare Krishna mantra, one is released from all sinful activities immediately. Eka Hari Name Jato Pap Hare, Papi Hare Tato Pap Kuri Bare Nare. It is a fact, just like Ajami, his whole life was full of sinful activities. But at the time of death, because he uttered the holy name of Narayana, he became immediately released. That's a fact. But if we commit again sinful activities, then what is the use of chanting Hare Krishna? Namnat balat jashahi papa buddhi. This is one of the 10 offenses. If anyone thinks that I am chanting Hare Krishna mantra, it is reacting all the effects of my sinful life, then again I can commit and chant Hare Krishna. It is a very good business. No, that is great offense. Namnat balat jashahi papa buddhi. One should not indulge in such a way. Jagai Madhai was accepted by Lord Chaitanya only on the promise that they would not commit any more any sinful activity. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy is there for everyone. He can accept everyone. One who is sinful, that is not disqualification. Because in this age, Kali Yuga, more or less everyone is sinful. Then nobody can be claimed to be liberated by chanting Hare Krishna mantra. Hare Krishna mantra will give you relief from all sinful activities, provided you don't commit it again. Otherwise, it will be like Hastishna, the example of the elephant, and it will be a great offense if on the strength of chanting Hare Krishna mantra, we continue to commit sinful activities. That is great offense. We should not do that. The idea is, by chanting Hare Krishna mantra, we become free from the reaction of sinful life. But that does not mean we shall again indulge in sinful life and counteract it by chanting Hare Krishna mantra. No, not like that. Once you take to Hare Krishna mantra, you should make rapid progress without committing any sinful activity and retard the progress. Don't do that.
But there's another evidence in the fourth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, 22nd chapter, 37th verse, wherein Sanat Kumar says, quote, "My dear king, the false ego of a human being is so strong that it keeps him in material existence as if tied up by a strong rope. Only the devotees can cut off the knot of the strong rope very easily by engaging themselves in Krishna consciousness. Others, who are not in Krishna consciousness, but are trying to become great mystics or great ritual performers, cannot advance like the devotees. Therefore, it is the duty of everyone to engage himself in the activities of Krishna consciousness in order to be freed from the tight knot of false ego and engagement in material activity."
Vajavasudevam, there is a verse like that, that as by taking shelter at the lotus feet of Vasudeva, Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one can get release from all kinds of material tribulation. Such kind of emanation is not possible by practicing yoga, tapasya, jnana. This is the statement in the Srimad Bhagavatam. In all ways, it is recommended that we should take shelter. Samasitaji padapallavam plavam mahatpadam punyajasom murari bhavam budhi vasya padam param padam 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 yad vipadam nati isham. If one takes shelter of mahatpadam punyajasom murari. Murari is Krishna's another name. So, Punyajasa, his name is famous as poet Punyajasa Murari. If anyone takes shelter of his lotus feet, then the great ocean of nisans become a small pit and one can jump over it very easily.
This tight knot of false ego is due to ignorance. As long as one is ignorant about his identification, he is sure to act wrongly and thereby become entangled in material contamination. This ignorance of factual knowledge can also be dissipated by Krishna consciousness, as it is confirmed in the Padma Purana as follows. Quote, pure devotional service in Krishna consciousness...
Srila Rupa Goswami is giving evidences from different Vedic literatures to support his statement. Here is a statement from Padma Purana. Srila Jiva Goswami in his Tattva Sandarbha has proved it without any doubt that the Puranas are supplementary to Vedas. They are just like Upanishad. Is part and parcel of the Vedas. Similarly, Puranas are also part and parcel of the Vedic literature. There are philosophers, the Mayavadi philosophers, they do not accept Puranas as Vedic literature, but Srila Jiva Goswami has proved in his Tattva Sandarbha in the beginning, that Puranas, Mahabharata, Itihas Purana, they are part and parcel of the Vedic literature. Supplementary. Purana means that which supplement. So, evidences from Purana is as good as the evidence from the Vedic quotation. That is the verdict of Srila Jiva Goswami. Srila Jiva Goswami is not prepared to accept any statement which does not refer to the Vedic literature. Vedas, Puranas, Upanishad, Mahabharata, Ramayana, like that. Srila Rupa Goswami also says in another place, Shruti Smriti Purana Adi Pancharatriki Vidhin Bina. So he has taken Puranas also as evidences, Vedic evidences. So Shruti, the Vedas, the Smriti, the Puranas, and other literatures, Dharma Shastra, Smriti Shastra, and Purana, Pancharatri Vidhi. Without reference to all these authentic literature, any kind of devotional activities are not accepted by the Goswamis. They say, without the reference to these all Vedic literatures, any kind of devotional service is simply disturbance. Pancharatri vidhin bina vaikantiki harer bhakti utpata eva kalpate. Utpat, disturbance. One.
Pure devotional service in Krishna consciousness is the highest enlightenment. And when such enlightenment is there, it is just like a blazing forest fire killing all the inauspicious snakes of desire. Unquote. The example is being given in this connection that when there is a forest fire, the extensive blazing automatically kills all the snakes in the forest. There are many, many snakes on the ground of the forest, and when a fire takes place, it burns the dried foliage and the snakes are immediately attacked. Animals who have four legs can flee from the fire, or can at least try to flee, for the snakes are immediately killed. Similarly, the blazing fire of Krishna consciousness is so strong that the snakes of ignorance are immediately killed.
What?
Krishna consciousness is all auspicious. Srila Rupa Goswami has given a definition of auspiciousness.
The snakes,
kala sarpa, indriya. Prabhupada Saraswati has explained about these kala sarpas, snakes. Our senses are compared with the snakes. Just like a snake, as soon as it touches somebody, it kills. It is very dangerous, touching by the lip of the snake. Similarly, a slight sense gratification is so dangerous. Kala sattva indriya patali. Especially in the sex matter. The yogis, they are training the senses how to restrain them from sense gratification. But a devotee, on account of their senses being engaged in the service of the Lord, there is no poisonous effect of the senses. Rishikena Rishikesa Sevanam Bhakti Ruchat. Krishna's another name is Rishikesh. Ratasthapayama Uchita. Rishikesh. In the Bhagavad Gita, this word is used, Rishikesh. So, Rishikesh means the master of the senses. Actually, our senses are given by Krishna. We wanted a type of instrument to enjoy a certain type of material enjoyment. And Krishna has given us senses. Actually, the proprietor of the senses is Krishna. Therefore, his name is Rishikesha, master of the senses. If we actually use the senses for the service of the proprietor of the senses, that is bhakti. We do not want to stop the activities of the senses. But they are used for the purpose of the sense proprietor, Rishikesh. That is called bhakti. Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam Bhakti Ruchat. Bhakti means, don't use the senses for sense gratification. Apply the senses for the satisfaction of the proprietor of the senses. Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam Bhakti Ruchat.
Srila Rupa Goswami has given a definition of auspiciousness. He says that actual auspiciousness means welfare activities for all the people of the world.
Yes.
Just like this Krishna consciousness movement. It is welfare activities for all the people of the world. It is not a sectarian movement, not only for the human being, but also for the animals, birds, beasts, trees, everyone. This discussion was made by Haridas Thakur with Lord Chaitanya. In that statement, Haridas Thakur affirmed it that by chanting Hare Krishna mantra loudly, the trees, the birds, the beasts, everyone will be benefited. This is the statement of Namacharya Haridas Thakur. So, when we chant Hare Krishna mantra loudly, it is beneficial for everyone. This statement was put forward in Melbourne, in the court. The court inquired, why do you chant Hare Krishna mantra loudly in the street? The reply we gave, that just to benefit all the people. Actually, it is a fact. Of course, now there is no persecution by the state. We are chanting very freely on the streets. That is the benefit. If we chant Hare Krishna mantra, it benefits everyone, not only human being. My Guru Maharaj used to say, if somebody complains that we go and chant but nobody attends our meeting, the Guru Maharaj will reply that why? The four walls will hear you. That is sufficient. Don't be disappointed. Go on chanting. If there are four walls, they will hear. That's all. So, chanting is so effective that it benefits even the animals, bees, birds, insects, everyone. This is the best welfare activity. In the human society, there are welfare activities for some society or nation or community or human being. But this welfare activity is beneficial not only to the human society, but to the birds, beasts, tree, animal, everyone. This is the best, supermost welfare activity in the world. Spread Krishna consciousness.
At the present moment, groups of people are engaged in welfare activities in terms of society, community, or nation. There is even an attempt in the form of the United Nations for world health activity. But due to the shortcomings of limited national activities, such a general mass welfare program for the whole world is not practically possible. The Krishna consciousness movement, however, is so nice that it can render the highest benefit to the entire human race. Everyone can be attracted by this movement, and everyone can feel a result. Therefore, Rupa Goswami and other learned scholars agree that a broad propaganda program for the Krishna consciousness movement of devotional service all over the world is the highest humanitarian welfare activity. How the Krishna consciousness movement can attract the attention of the whole world, and how each and every man can feel pleasure in this Krishna consciousness, is stated in the Padma Purana as follows. Quote, "A person who is engaged in devotional service in full Krishna consciousness is to be understood to be doing the best service to the whole world and to be pleasing everyone in the world. In addition to human society, he is pleasing even the trees and animals because they also become attracted by such a movement." A practical example of this was shown by Lord Chaitanya when he was traveling through the forests of Charikanda in central India for spreading his Sankirtan movement. The tigers, the elephants, the deer, and all other wild animals joined him and were participating in their own ways by dancing and chanting Hare Krishna.
Yes. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was passing through the forest of Charikanda in central India, all the animals joined with him. Of course, he is Krishna himself. But if one becomes purified, there is no question that all animals, living entities, would join in Sankirtan movement. There is evidence that one must be a very sincere and powerful preacher. If we cannot preach and the society of the animals, we can preach at least in the human societies who are supposed to be uncivilized or very in lower status of life. Actually, it is so happening. In Africa also, our men are going interior in the village. They are almost naked, these Africans. We have got pictures with big, big earrings. So they are also, they are children, and they also dance in Krishna consciousness and the Hare Krishna chanting. This is the wonderful movement that anyone can take part. We see the children take part, the dogs take part, the so-called uncivilized man, they also take part. This is the universality of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. Prithivi te ache jato nagaradi gram, sarvatra prachar hoibe mor naam. So, it is Lord's prediction, and that is fact. Simply, we have to serve the Lord an executive mission that will make our life successful. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Nitya Siddha Krishna Bhakti Saddha Kabhu Na Sabanadi Suddha Chitte Karaya Uda. The Krishna consciousness is a fact in everyone's heart. It is already there. Otherwise, how these Europeans and Americans, they are taking to Krishna consciousness very seriously. So, it is to be understood that Krishna consciousness was there already by the process of hearing. Sravanadi Suddha Chit. Process of hearing, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has recommended, Cheta Darpana Mahajanam Parang Vijayade Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. Sri Krishna Sankirtanam is so auspicious that the chanting of this mantra awakens the dormant Krishna consciousness. Cheta Darpana Mahajanam. The more you hear Hare Krishna mantra, the more your heart becomes clean. These are the statements given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There cannot be any defect. My statement may be defective, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's statement cannot be defective, because he is in the transcendental platform. He is transcendence himself. Krishna Chaitanya Namine. Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine. He is Krishna himself, but he has appeared in the form of Krishna Chaitanya. Therefore, whatever he says, that is fact. Cheta Darpana Mahajanam. The more we hear the vibration, the transcendental vibration, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, without any offense, even with mixed with offense, there are three stages of chanting this vibration, offensive chanting and almost offense-less chanting and offense-less chanting. Offensive chanting may give you material pains and pleasure, and almost offense-less will give you liberation, will place you in the transcendental platform. And when it is offense-less, then immediately you will invoke love of God, Krishna prema. So, even in offensive state, if you go on chanting and try to become safe from offensive condition, dasavidha nama, 10 kinds of offenses if we avoid, that is the process of auspicity. But even we are not in the platform of offenseless chanting, still we must go on chanting. It will gradually make our heart clean and we will be offenseless. Chita Darpana Mahajanam Bhava Mahadavagni Nibhakana. So, the Krishna consciousness, awakening of Krishna consciousness is required. That is called Chita Darpana Mahajanam. So, here Rupa Goswami says, auspicity means that which spreads for everyone in all parts of the world. That is auspicity, not partial. In politics or sociology, or humanitarian activities, there is partiality for a certain section of human being or certain section of living being. But this chanting of Hare Krishna mantra, awakening dormant Krishna consciousness, is meant for all living entities. Even birds, beasts, insects, they can also awaken. This is the recommendation of Haridas Thakur, that if we chant loudly, the trees will hear, the birds will hear, the insect will hear, and they will be liberated. That is the statement of Namacharya Haridas Thakur. Therefore, chanting of Hare Krishna mantra and awakening dormant Krishna consciousness is the auspicious activities, welfare activities for every living entity all over the world. Right?
Groups of people are engaged in welfare activities in terms of society, community, or nation. There is even an attempt in the form of the United Nations for World Health Activity. But due to the shortcomings and limited national activities, such a general mass welfare program for the whole world is not practically possible. The Krishna Conscious movement, however, is so nice that it can render the highest benefit to the entire human race. Everyone can be attracted by this movement, and everyone can feel the results.
Yes. Now, the human welfare activities are now developed in the form of United Nations. They are tackling various subject matter, but still it is not possible. They are trying for the last 20 years, but still even the nations have not become united, what to speak of other welfare activities. It is just a comparison, a little comparison, but this Krishna consciousness movement was started practically from 1967. I went there in 1965, and for 1 year I could not do so anything. In 1966, this movement was registered in New York, and from 1966 it is spreading. So, within 4 or 5 years, it has spread all over the world. We have got branches in every part of the globe, and at least people know there is a movement, Krishna consciousness, and we are welcome everywhere as Krishna conscious people, Hare Krishna people. Our name is Hare Krishna people. So, people may take note of it that within a short period it has spread so widely in comparison to United Nations, what we are. We have no money. We have no means, we have no influence, we have no government support, nothing of the sort. But still, it is spreading. So, jad jad acharati sreshtha lokastha dhanuvartate, tatta deva itare jana. According to this formula, if the leaders of the society take this movement little seriously, they should take. Because this is the only movement which can bring in peace and prosperity and happiness to the whole human society. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Bhoktaram Jagatavasam Sarvaloko Maheshwaram Sridam Sarvabhutanam Jnatam Mam Shantinich. People are after Shanti. This is the formula of Shanti. We have to accept Krishna as the supreme enjoyer. Not we are enjoyer. At the present moment, all our activities are going on self-centered. I am enjoyer. I am leader. I am bhokta. No, this is wrong. Krishna is bhokta. Krishna is leader. Krishna is the friend. Krishna is the proprietor. That is Krishna consciousness. This news, this idea should be spread all over the world. Then automatically, very easily, all the nations will be united. Because Krishna consciousness acceptance means cetadatmana marjana. The difficulty is the members in the United Nations, they assemble together, but their heart is not clean. They meet together with unclean heart. Therefore, there is no solution. Whereas Krishna consciousness means those who are meeting on the platform of Krishna consciousness, they're meeting in clean heart. That is the difference. Cetadatmanamarjana. Therefore, that unity is very solid and sound. And with unclean heart, if we meet officially, there is no possibility of unity. United Nations, it may be in the name, but in fact, it cannot be established. One.
Rupa Goswami and other learned scholars agree that a broad propaganda program for the Krishna consciousness movement of devotional service all over the world is the highest humanitarian welfare activity.
Rupa Goswami has recommended jina teno prakarena manak krishne nishibai sarve vidhi nishida su itayo revo kinka. His mission is somehow or other try to engage people in Krishna consciousness. They may think of Krishna somehow or other. Then regulate them after that. Actually, this Krishna consciousness movement has attained little success on this principle. When we began this movement, we never ask people that you have to do this, you have to do that. No. Please come and hear Hare Krishna mantra. This was our policy. Never mind what you are. You may be Christian, you may be Jews, you may be Mohammedan or Hindu, Muslim, whatever you may be, it doesn't matter. Please come and join with us the Hare Krishna chanting. Actually, that has become successful. In the Tompkinson Square, I was sitting underneath the tree and chanting this Hare Krishna mantra alone, and these young men, they used to assemble and dance also in the tune for 3 hours, from 2 to 5. In this way, we got our followers, associates, and gradually developed into organization. So in the beginning, we did not impose so many rules and regulations. There is no rules and regulations. First thing we require, citta darpana marjana. Unless one heart is cleansed, he cannot accept rules and regulations. That is not possible. Churana sone dharmer time. If a man is thief, and if you give him moral instruction that stealing is very sinful, do not do it, he would not care for it. A butcher, if you advise him that animal killing is very bad, it is sinful, he will not accept. That is not possible. His heart should be clean. Prayashchitta vimarsana. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, the process of prayashchitta, atonement, is discussed. And Sukadeva Goswami has recommended that this process of paschitta, ritualistic ceremony, after committing some sinful activities, to counteract it, there are, in every shastra, there is some counteracting formulas. The people generally follow that. In Christian religion also, there is confession, atonement. A sinful man goes to the church and confesses. Similarly, in every religion, there is such atonement process, but Parikshit Maharaj refused to accept this atonement process. He protested that a man commits sinful activities and executes some atonement process, again he commits the same thing. Then what is the use of this atonement? So, Sukhdev Goswami understood it, because he was a serious student, and Sukhdev Goswami was also a serious teacher. So, he then said, no, atonement process cannot rectify one. Only prayaschitta vimarsanam. One must be thoughtful, one must be in knowledge, then he can give up sinful activities. So he recommended the process of knowledge. Tapasa brahmacharyena tyagena jamena niyamena. These are the processes. In this age, especially Kali Yuga, even we cannot perform this tapasya, brahmacharya, tyaga, jama, sama, dama. It is not possible. It is possible, not for everyone. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given a shortcut formula. This, harinnama, harinnama, harinnama iva kevalam, kalo nasteva, 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 gatirannata. And that is being effective practically. We see all over the world. Because it is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's blessing. Yaha haite sarva siddhi hai betam. Holi kale naam bina ghoti nahi ya. So, that is recommended by Sukhdev Goswami also. Kalo dosa nidhi rajan asti ji ko mahan guna. Kītanādeva krishnasya mukta saṅga parang bhajat. Simply by chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, one becomes liberated from the resultant action of sinful life, and at length he is promoted parang bhajat. Taktādehaṁ punarjanmanaiti māme. This is the process. So, this Krishna consciousness movement, Hare Krishna movement, should be spread, and that is actually auspicity for all people all over the world. Go on.
How the Krishna consciousness movement can attract the attention of the whole world, and how each and every man can feel the pleasure in this Krishna consciousness, is stated in the Padma Purana as follows. A person who is engaged in devotional service in full Krishna consciousness is to be understood to be doing the best service to the whole world and to be pleasing everyone in that.
Yes. This is statement in the Padma Purana and many other Puranas, Vedic literature. The same thing is confirmed. But simply by taking shelter of Mukunda, one can be free from all types of obligation. Devarsi bhuta kaninan pitrina. There are so many obligations. Your obligation to perform, to satisfy the demigod, the great sages, general human society, pitrina, the pitri, forefathers, so many obligations. But one who takes shelter of Mukunda, he has no more obligation. Nayang rini na kinkara raja. Simply, by just like watering the root of the tree, you can satisfy
the trunks, the branches, the twigs, the leaves, the flowers, everything. Similarly, sarvahanamachyutejya. Simply by executing devotional service, you can execute all other obligations without any deviation.
In addition to human society, he is pleasing even the trees and animals because they also become attracted by such a movement. A practical example of this was shown by Lord Chaitanya when he was traveling through the forest of Jharkhanda in central India for spreading his Sankirtan movement. The tigers, the elephants, the deer, and all other wild animals joined him and were participating, in their own way, by dancing and chanting Hare Krishna.
Yes, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu practically exhibited that Harinam Sankirtan, Krishna Kirtan can attract even animals, tigers, elephants. They also join in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Of course, his power, our power, is not the same, but there is potency. The potency, as we become powerful gradually by chanting Hare Krishna mantra, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has shown that one can come to the stage of enchanting the forest animals also. Go on.
Furthermore, a person engaged in Krishna consciousness, acting in devotional service, can develop all the good qualities that are generally found in the demigods. It is said by Sukadeva Goswami in the 5th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, 18th chapter, 12th verse, "My dear king, persons who have unflinching faith in Krishna and are without any duplicity, can develop all the good qualities of the demigods."
Yes. A devotee can develop all the good qualities of the demigods. Immediately, because chetadarpana marjanam, as soon as the heart is cleansed, because the soul as he is pure. Asangayam purusha. The spirit soul is not contaminated or does not associate with the material modes of nature. It is simply an illusion, misidentification. Just like water and oil does not mix, but it appears that oil is fallen in the water. Similarly, although we are in this material world, in the material consciousness, our identity is not actually in material consciousness. It is simply just like dreaming. The example is dreaming. Just like in dream, I see so many hallucinations. Actually, a dream is false. I am separate from the dream. But while dreaming, I think I am actually enjoying or suffering. Similarly, by the association of the modes of material nature, we are thinking like that. Otherwise, we are free from the contamination of the material nature. Simply by changing the consciousness, immediately we can transfer ourselves to the spiritual platform. So, the more we become advanced in Krishna consciousness, our original characteristics, which are very pure, they become manifest. Just Shasti Bhakti Bhagavati Akinchana Sarvai Gunai Tattva Samasati Sura. The factual example is here, these European and American boys, they were addicted to so many nonsense habits, but since they have taken to Krishna consciousness, they have given up all these nonsense habits immediately without any very great endeavor. This is the fact. Jashasti bhakti bhagavati akinchana sarvai gunai tattva. Pure character, pure qualities will be manifest. Harava bhaktasya puto mahadguna. Similarly, that's the opposite. If one is not a devotee of Krishna, he cannot have any good quality. However, he may be
educated, academical. That is not possible. Rāva bhaktasya kuto mahadva. Therefore, at the present moment, although the leaders are all very educated academically, but still they cannot bring in peace in the society because they are godless. Rāva bhaktasya kuto mahadva. Great, great leaders. On account of their godlessness, they cannot lead the people nicely. Therefore, there is no peace and prosperity in the society. Well,
furthermore, a person engaged in Krishna consciousness, acting in devotional service, it is said by Sukadeva Goswami, on account of the devotee's high grade of Krishna consciousness, even the demigods like to live with him, and therefore it can be understood that the qualities of the demigods have developed within his body. On the other hand, a person who is not in Krishna consciousness has no good qualities. He may be highly educated from the academic point of view, but in the actual field of his activities, he can be seen to be baser than the animals.
Yes. We see sometimes one man is very educated, highly university educated, but practical life baser than animal, because he has no Krishna consciousness. He is not a devotee of Krishna. The devotee of Krishna cannot be like that.
Even though a person is highly educated academically, if he cannot go beyond the sphere of mental activities, then he is sure to perform only material activities and thus remain impure.
That our so-called advancement of education means to live on the mental platform. Harava bhaktasya kuto mahadguna monorathena. They have no information of the spiritual platform. There, after bodily concept of life, the next platform is mental and intellectual concept of life. But spiritual life is beyond mental and intellectual concept of life. So, unless one comes to the spiritual platform, even on mental and intellectual platform, he cannot do anything good to the society.
There are so many persons in the modern world who have been highly educated in the materialistic universities, but it is seen that they cannot take up the movement of Krishna consciousness and develop the high qualities of the demigods. For example, a Krishna conscious boy, even if he is not very well educated by the university standard, can immediately give up all illicit sex life, gambling, meat eating, and intoxication. Whereas those who are not in Krishna consciousness, although very highly educated, are often drunkards, meat eaters, sex mongers, and gamblers.
Yes, there is a practical example in this connection. Lord Jetland, he was a great philosopher, and he was governor of Bengal, and many good posts he held, that sometimes one of our godbrothers went in London to preach, and this Lord Jetland, Marquis of Jetland, he asked the Goswami whether he could make him a Brahman. So he said yes, he could be made a Brahmana, provided he can give up these habits, illicit sex, gambling, meat eating, and intoxication. The Honorable Lord replied, it is impossible. It is impossible. So actually, unless one is trained into Krishna consciousness, it is not very easy thing to give up all these bad habits. But practically we see, because these boys, these European American boys, they have taken to Krishna consciousness very seriously, without any external endeavor, they have been able to give up all these bad habits. Go on.
These are practical proofs of how a Krishna conscious person becomes highly developed in good qualities, whereas a person who is not in Krishna consciousness cannot do so. We experience that even a young boy in Krishna consciousness is unattached to cinemas, nightclubs, naked dance shows, restaurants, liquor shops, etc. He becomes completely free. He saves his valuable time from being extravagantly spent in the way of smoking, drinking, and attending the theater and dancing. One who is not in Krishna consciousness usually cannot sit silently for even half an hour.
There. That is also another symptom. Restless. A Krishna conscious person can sit down in one place, just like Haridas Thakur. He was chanting Hare Krishna mantra, sitting one place day and night. There is not a single example in the world that one can sit down. I mean to say, ordinary person, they cannot. They must be restless. But Krishna consciousness is so nice that one can sit down in one place. Of course, it is not to be imitated, it is to be attained. Anywhere, just like Goswamis, they used to live underneath a tree one night. So, these things are possible when one is advanced in Krishna consciousness. God.
Lotus teaches that if you become silent, you will realize that you are God. This system may be all right for materialistic persons, but how long will they be able to keep themselves silent? Artificially, they may sit down for so-called meditation, but immediately after their yogic performance, they will engage themselves again in such activities as illicit sex life, gambling, meat-eating, and many other nonsensical things. But a Krishna conscious person gradually elevates himself without endeavoring for this so-called silent meditation.
Actually, yoga practice means yoga indriya sangyam. The whole yogic process, Ashtanga yoga, is meant for controlling the senses. Buddhanta indriya kala patali. Indriya, the senses are just like snakes. As it is very difficult to enchant the snakes, similarly, it is very difficult to control the senses. And the yoga system is specially meant for controlling the senses, controlling the mind, and then concentrate on the form of Vishnu, dhyanavastita, tadgatena manusha pasyanti jam yogi. This is yoga process. But practically we see the so-called yogis, or students of yoga class, I have seen in Western countries, they are habituated to all these nonsense habits. Illicit sex, intoxication, meat eating, still they are passing on as yogis. So that kind of yoga will not help one.
Simply because he is engaged in Krishna consciousness, he automatically gives up all this nonsense and develops a high character. One who develops the highest character by becoming a pure devotee of Krishna. The conclusion is that no one can truly have any good qualities if he is lacking Krishna consciousness.
Harava bhaktasya puto mahadguna. This is the conclusion, that if one is not Krishna conscious, we do not accept him as highly qualified. That is the statement of Krishna himself in the Bhagavad Gita. Namang diskitana murha prapadante naradhama maya aprita jnana asuri bhava masita. So, we take this formula. We test whether he has surrendered to Krishna. If not, then he comes to the four groups. Duskritina, Murha, Naradhama, Maya, Aparitabhya. We take it immediately. He must be one of them. Either Duskritina or Murha, or all Naradhama, Maya, Aparitabhya. He may be Maya, Aparitabhyana, means he might be highly educated academically, but Maya has taken away his knowledge. Asuri bhava masita, because has taken to the principle of atheism, all these educational qualifications, or sharp brain, kritina. This kritina means one who has got very sharp brain, sharp memory. He is called kriti. But on account of association with Maya, his brain is utilized for doing something harmful to the human society. They cannot do anything good to the human society. That is not possible. Then?
Happiness in Krishna consciousness. Srila Rupa Goswami has analyzed the different sources of happiness. He has divided happiness into three categories, which are: one, happiness derived from material enjoyment; two, happiness derived by identifying oneself with Supreme Brahman; and three, happiness derived from Krishna consciousness. Antra Shastra, Lord Shiva speaks to his wife Sati in this way. My dear wife, a person who has surrendered himself at the lotus feet of Govinda and who has thus developed pure Krishna consciousness can be very easily awarded all the perfections desired by the impersonal. And beyond this, he can enjoy the happiness achieved by the pure devotee.
What?
Derived from pure devotional service is the highest because it is eternal. But the happiness derived from material perfection or understanding oneself to be Brahman is inferior because it is temporary. There is no preventing one's falling down from material happiness, and there is even every chance of falling down from the spiritual happiness derived from identifying oneself with the impersonal Brahman.
Yes. Happiness, it is our experience that happiness derived from material enjoyment, that is not permanent, that we can understand. But happiness of identifying oneself with Brahman, aham brahmasmi, nidbhed brahmana sandha, that happiness is also not permanent. That is stated in the Srimad Bhagavata. Arujya prichena parang padang tata katanti adha anadhrita jusmat anga. Arujya Krishna, by great austerity, auspice, and penance, one may rise up to the platform of Brahma realization. Param padam. Arujya pichena param padam. Patanti tata. Again he falls down. We have seen many big sannyasi, they give up this world as Brahma Satta Jagan Mitha. Falls. But after some time, when they cannot actually realize Brahma, they again come to this jagat for humanitarian work, for welfare activities. If jagat is mitha, then why do they come again to these welfare activities? So jagat, not mitha, but it is temporary. We do not say mitha. Vaishnava philosophers, they do not accept jagat as mitha. Why? If it is emanation from the absolute truth, it must be true. It is not mitha, but we accept it as temporary. We do not accept as permanent. The permanent jagat is the spiritual world. Paraskasmatu bhava anya. There is another spiritual world that is sanatana, that is permanent. This world is not permanent. So, even though it is not permanent, it can be utilized for the service of the Lord. Nirbandhi Krishna Sambandhi Jutta Vairagya Mucha. That is our philosophy. We don't take the jagat as mitha. We take it as fact because it is emanation from the supreme fact.